We believe life is precious. This is it. We've got one shot at this. It's on us to live life to the fullest, to maximize what we've been given, and play the game of life at our full potential.
Are you living up to your potential? Are you frustrated that despite your best intentions, you just can't seem to make the changes needed to take things to the next level so you can impact your career, relationships, and health?
If this is hitting home, you're in the right place. Our mission is to open the door to the exceptional life by showing you how to play the game of life at a higher level, so you're playing at your full potential rather than at a fraction as most people do. We'll share the one thing that once we learned it, our lives were transformed. And once you learn it, watch what happens.
Welcome to Think It Be It, the podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So, Kelly, have you heard of Joe Dispenza?
I have. I've seen a couple of podcasts with him on some influencers, you know, shows. And so I've had a little bit of exposure to him, but I haven't dug deep into his work or anything. So I'm excited to talk about him today.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast he did with Ed Milet last week, and I found it very interesting. And he is big time. He is sort of the mind-body connection guy and a neuroscientist and has a huge following. And so I wanted to share with our audience what I learned, and then I wanted you to sort of go back and forth with us on applying it. And the main thing that he said, he says that when we wake up each morning, we're oriented to the recent past or the familiar past. You know, I'd never heard that before. It certainly makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I think what this means is that when we wake up each morning, really three things are going on. First, as we've talked about 100 times, we're wired for survival, which causes 70% of our thoughts to be fear-based, and we're reactive rather than proactive on our agenda. So that's the first thing. The second thing is 95% of our thoughts and actions are unconscious. And the significance of that is your daily actions determine your success in each area of your life. And then now the third thing, when we wake each day, we're oriented to the recent past. So here's the effect of those three things when you open your eyes each day. First of all, you're fear-based and reactive. And again, you're oriented to the recent past. You think about problems as well as maybe recent slights that hurt your ego. And again, most of this is going on at a subconscious level as you wake up. So in other words, you're not waking up thinking, oh my God, I got this problem or that problem, and this person said this and it hurt my, you know, no. All that is going on at a subconscious level because it's, you know, again, you're, according to Joe, you're oriented to the recent past. So, but, you know, that's going on at a subconscious level. And further, he talks about that thoughts are the language of the mind and feelings are the language of the body. And every thought about the past has an emotion and feeling tied to it. And so, those negative thoughts generate negative feelings, and those feelings create more negative thoughts. So his point is you're in this continual negative loop of thoughts and feelings about the past, and oftentimes people can't see the possibilities, and you become essentially hardwired with negative thoughts and feelings of the past. And nothing is pulling you forward to your desired future. And he says people get stuck. And he also talked about how you have to make the decision in your life. Are you going to be defined by living in the memories of the past or defining your future? You know, all that I found very interesting. And of course, the solution to us is easy. You get up each morning, you feed the succinct articulation of your life to yourself each day, you know, exactly the person you want to be, exactly what you want to accomplish, and precisely how you're going to achieve your clearly defined goals. And so you're orienting yourself to the future, not the past. And when you do this, then the right actions happen automatically without thinking. But to summarize this, you know, the main thing he talks about is that because we're oriented to the past, we keep on reinforcing the past. Did you buy all that? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I 100% buy it. And, you know, it's funny, John, it immediately as you started sharing, you know, your thoughts from what you learned, I reflected on our prior conversations about why change is so challenging for people, why we found that, you know, that this process is good for the 1%. And, you know, it just goes back to, I mean, this is the information that you're sharing is another answer as to why. It just brings it, that element that we're oriented to the recent past adds in that other layer on top of, you know, the different other points that you made, which is we're wired for survival. 95% of our thoughts are unconscious. And, you know, our daily actions are determine our success. And so I 100% completely combine. It's hard if you are unhappy with where you're at today, you know, whether you're looking in the mirror and thinking, man, I thought I would be further along by now, or whatever it is, you're unhappy with your current state, then this makes perfect sense that you're part of your reality that you've created is you're living from these past, you know, these the memories of the past, and
right.
You're continuing to validate it through that unconscious behavior, what happens on our autopilot level.
Right.
And that unless you have something, a technique, a method that pulls you out of that programming, you know, you are living from memories of the past, because that really is what that 90% of your subconscious is all of your habits, programming, stories, everything that's happened before is what makes up that unconscious programming, that 95% of what we,
right,
the actions that we take each day. And so, no, I'm definitely connecting some dots as we're talking about this, for sure.
I know, it's interesting. I started connecting the dots too. And now, you know, I know I've said this probably a lot, but I think most people are just winging life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but now what I see is that process of winging life, meaning they don't have a real way of doing life. They're simply reinforcing the past. I never sort of connected that dot until Joe Dispenza pointed that out. And you know, it's interesting. I think he, in a lot of ways, he's brilliant, but I also find that he's complex. I mean, you know, he explains things and you go, whoa, out of all the things he said, there were, you know, 5 words that were really interesting and there were 20 words that I didn't quite follow, you know, and his solution is meditation. And I would assume that he means daily meditation. So, you know, in theory, that would be the repetition that the subconscious mind needs. But I think the problem with it is if it's, say, it's meditation versus our methodology of reading a template, you know, every day you're feeding the subconscious mind something slightly different because your meditation is never going to be identical. And you know, the subconscious mind wants consistency and it wants specific. And that's why I think that our methodology is probably better than his methodology of meditation. But he's a pretty brilliant guy. I'm impressed with him, but not a total fan because, again, I think oftentimes it's a little too complex. But here's some other points he made that are worth talking about. He says you need to observe your thoughts. It's important to observe your thoughts. What do you think about that?
I think that now I meditate, and not to the extent, I mean, I know from some of what I've heard about Joe and just being on podcasts that, like, you know, some of his students are meditating for an hour a day, you know,
right.
It's quite the process. And I would say too, that I think one of the things that really differentiates what he's doing from what our methodology is, from the Get Be It methodology, is that So when he's talking specifically about healing the body, because he does a lot of that,
he works with
a lot of people in terms of healing. And so there's a lot of visualization that's taking place where he's literally visualizing the cell that's damaged, regenerate. And, you know, so like the mind, getting your mind to work in concert with your body, your cells, all of that. So it's on a much deeper, you know, so it is activating something different in your body than what we're doing. What we're doing definitely overcomes that subconscious, reprograms, but so much of what he does. And that's why I think too, when I've listened to him on podcasts, he is brilliant. But I think one of the places that he loses me is in, you know, like we talk about this all the time. One of your superpowers is making the complicated simple, you know, where I'm like, okay, I just checked out because that answer was 20 minutes long and he lost me at minute two. And so I think that that's the challenge. But back to what you asked me specifically, I can't remember. I went on.
Just the importance of observing your thoughts.
Yeah, I think 100% because I think you, again, it's part of your, if we are, and we know this to be true because there's tons of research on it about the 95% of our thoughts being at the unconscious level. So if you're not observing your thoughts, you know, then again, so much happens underneath our radar, and we're up where he was talking about living in the memories of our past or operating from our past. So if you're not observing the thoughts, you're not recognizing some of that stuff.
Right.
Right. Because like most people where you talk, they're just kind of like going through life without a plan, kind of a pinball around. And part of that is because you're not saving the space and time to observe your thoughts and really kind of get to the root of some of what the issues are, because we operate at that 95%. It goes back to that 95% is either you can program it to serve you and you can program it for success, because it's not, we're not designed that way. We're not set up for success. Or, you know, you can stick in those old patterns. And but if you're not observing your thoughts, you don't see those patterns. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and he talks about most people waiting for their life to change. And he says, rather than creating the change, they believe that something out there has to change to take away the negative feelings they have. And they're living a life of lack rather than a life of abundance. But again, you know, they're just, I guess, blindly hoping that something on the outside will change their life instead of them changing their life. Boy, that's true, isn't it?
I think it is. And I hear this a lot of the time, whether it's with my team, you know, or with clients, is, you know, man, I'll be happy. I just, things are going to be so much better when I am down to the weight that I want to be at. You know, that's really holding me back. Or things will, I'll be happy when I get this promotion, or when this thing comes through, or whatever the case is. And I think, and I've used our methodology for this, is the bottom line is, like, I do think that this has to go with to how you feel about yourself and whether you feel you're worthy, you know, because I think that holds people back. But if everybody just focused, and I have this in my visualization of just being happier today,
right,
through actions, finding more joy in all of the different moments and everything that we have, then all of that other stuff comes to you. It's a really weird, but if you're always pinning your happiness on something out in the future rather than today, because the other thing I, you know, want to remind anybody who's listening of is that tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
Like, you better, you know, focus on how you can get the most joy out of today, how you can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So many of us live out, you know, it's easy to get into that mode of, man, if this just happened, you know, then man, that would change everything. And that would be, it's like, no, you can change everything right now if you want to. It's not dependent on that thing happening. No, I love that.
Right. He also talks about, you know, new emotions create a desired future. He says new emotions you feel from thinking about your future desired life is teaching your body what your mind knows intellectually. And those new emotions generate new positive thoughts. And that's what evolution is. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
He also talks about self-love, that when you think about the future, you create more self-love. I could see that. I could see that.
Too, because, well, I think that goes back to that idea of being a feeling worthy, you know, right. And like, so if you feel, if you're optimistic, hopeful, and thinking about the future, then those are all positive feelings associated with your worthiness, right? Because
right.
You're future focused. And so, yeah.
You know, let me see if I can now take what Joe has said and take what we have taught and see what the amalgamation looks like. You know, so I think the key thing is for us to appreciate three things: that we're innately wired for survival, which causes us to be fear-based and reactive. 95% of our thoughts and actions are unconscious. And the latest add to that is that we're oriented to the recent past when we wake up. And so when you take those three things and you put them all together, the way I take this is that when your eyes open them in the morning each day, yes, you're fear-based and reactive. That's your natural way. But it's not like you're flooded with all these negative feelings. That's happening unconsciously. Again, 95% of your thoughts and actions are unconscious. So it's happening at an unconscious level, assuming you don't do anything to override it. And you're thinking about the recent past. You're thinking about what happened yesterday, and you're thinking about the problems that you're wrestling with, and you're thinking about that person that slighted you yesterday. And all this is sort of swirling around in your subconscious. And so when you do life like most people, where they're just winging life, they're not doing anything to pull their life forward, the effect of those three things is you're continually in this negative loop of reinforcing the past. You know, the feelings you're having are generating more negative thoughts, and more negative thoughts are feeding more negative feelings, and you're just, you know, nothing is pulling you forward. And that's why at the end of the day, I see that in your morning routine, there's no other way to do it. You've got to be feeding the succinct articulation of your life to yourself each day. That's the only way that you move intellectually from reinforcing the past to creating the life you want. Amazingly simple.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There you go. There you are, making something.
I know, right there.
Simple.
That, right there, gang. You know, I tell you one final thing. You remember when you became an entrepreneur, how cool it was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Of course, it's a friggin' nightmare at first, wasn't it? Yeah, you're going from that cushy recruitment job into your own company.
Exactly. No, it literally, totally. While it was so exciting, it was also, you know, super scary, which is what made it, you know, so exciting. And yeah, I just remember feeling like I was standing on the edge of the building, you know, and then took a step off. And,
right.
You know, you're just kind of like, okay, you know, here we go. I better grow some wings here before
right.
I hit the ground.
Well, it looked like you did.
I did.
Well, you know, I bring that up because, you know, I was thinking about when I first became an entrepreneur. And, you know, my friend Bobby helped me.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is pretty cool. You know, I get fired from this with these guys that I brought them a deal that I came up with. Yeah. And they screwed me. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the real world. People don't treat everybody fairly. So, you know, the naive John Mitchell thought they would.
Yeah.
And so my back is totally against the wall. And so I go to the Bobby, and he's a real estate broker. And I go, Bobby, I've got to have a tract of land that's, you know, about 10 or 15 acres, and I'm going to build apartments. But, you know, I got this great, you know, concept, but I got to find the land. Well, fortunately, he finds land. through, you know, and finds a perfect piece of land on a creek. And so by the grace of God and the grace of Bobby, I, you know, launched into being an entrepreneur. But I was telling him the other day, I said, you know, if you hadn't have found that land and if you hadn't helped me, it probably would have delayed my being an entrepreneur by 5 years. And I see in my life, there's a lot of 30-year-olds in my world that want to be entrepreneurs and but don't know how to take that next step. And I've been helping them figure out, and I've been telling them, I told my friend that was my neighbor here, who I watched his two sons grow up over, you know, the last 15 years. They're now, you know, like 30 years old. And I was telling him not to, you know, burst his bubble, but I'm like, you know, your sons don't know a friggin' thing. You know, they're 30 years old. They think they know everything. And they don't know a friggin' thing. Of course, I didn't know a friggin' thing when I was 30.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not, but he says, oh, I'd beg to differ with you. And I'm like, Chris, I'm just telling you. I've said, you know, yes. And they know how to get a job and do well at that job. And one of them's making a couple hundred grand a year, which is pretty damn good for someone that's 30 years old.
Yeah.
But I said, they know how to do that, but they don't know a friggin' thing when it comes to how to become an entrepreneur and how to achieve big success. They have now reached their plateau of competence.
Yeah.
Because now they don't know how to go to that next level. And it takes someone like myself or my friend Chris, who's more or less my age and a longtime entrepreneur, we got to help them see how you do it, because they can't see it. They just don't have the experience. And so it's fun to sort of help them see. And it's actually not that hard, but they can't see it. And so it's fun to open their eyes to it.
I love that. No, it's such a rewarding, you know, entrepreneurship is so rewarding, but it, you know, having those breaks, which, by the way, you mentioned you just talked to Bobby about it, but I'm like, we do have this on recording that Bobby, you said, by the grace of God and by the grace of Bobby, and he had those in the same sentence. I'm like, Bobby's going to love this. I got to clip this out and get Bobby's number and send it off to him.
Bobby wouldn't listen to it.
You'll never hear the end of it.
No. Well, okay. So, and until I hope you found this interesting. And just the takeaway today is that if you are just winging life and you're not feeding the succinct articulation of your life to yourself each day, then you're reinforcing the past. And so as you put your head on the pillow tonight, think about that. So until next time, we'll see you.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.